Chapter 14. Epilogue. Penelope is on a train heading up north. She is reading a review in a newspaper about a play about African Amazons that is on at the National Theatre. The review is positive, but Penelope knows that she will not be going to see it. The other passengers on the train with her are loud, and Penelope wants to tell them to shut up. These days, she does not have time for many people, except for Jeremy, her partner, who is a lovely man who loves her. It took her many years to find him, but he is all she has ever wanted. Her relationship with Jeremy is going well. They suit each other and have settled into a comfortable life together. Penelope is nearly 80 years old and, after a health scare in which she thought she might die, has never felt so human. She had not thought about her birth parents for a very long time, but after fearing for her own life, she had begun to wonder about them again. Who were the people who had brought her into the world, only to give her away? Her daughter, Sarah, was surprised to hear her talk about this during their weekly video conversations. "If you want to try and find out about your parents, you should do a DNA test, Mum." The idea interested Penelope, who imagined that her real parents had been from York, where she had been raised by Edwin and Margaret. So Penelope ordered the DNA test and waited patiently for the results. When they arrived, they were not what she had been expecting. Europe: Ireland, 25%. Scandinavia, 22%. Great Britain, 17%. European Jewish, 16%. Iberian Peninsula, 3%. Finland, Northwest Russia, 2%. Europe West, 2%. Africa: Ethiopia, 4%. South Sudan, 1%. Kenya, 1%. Eritrea, 1%. Sudan, 1%. Egypt, 1%. Nigeria, 1%. Ivory Coast, Ghana, 1%. Cameroon, Congo, 1%. Africa South Central, 1%. Hunter-gatherer, 1%. Penelope was shocked. She never expected to see Africa in her DNA. Only 17% of her was British, and 13% of her was African. At least it explained why she tanned so easily under the sun. Did that mean one of her parents was 26% African, or was it divided between the two of them? As she did not know who her birth parents were, Penelope did not know what to do. She called Sarah and told her the news. Sarah thought it was all very exciting. "Mum, did you see the website can also connect you with other relatives who have also done the same DNA test? It says here that you have over 100 distant relatives listed on your page. But something else is showing, Mum. A parent. Your birth mother or father must have had the test done too. And they have an email address for you to message them. Mum, don't cry." Penelope had become very emotional, so Sarah kindly offered to contact the email address listed on the page. She emailed someone called Morgan, who told her that she had been managing the DNA test for their great-grandmother, Hattie Jackson. Morgan told Sarah that Hattie had only one daughter called Ada May, but that she would ask her great-grandmother and call Sarah back. After Hattie recovered from the shock of it all, she confessed to Morgan that she had given birth to a baby and named her Barbara when she was only 14. The baby had been taken away from her by her father. Morgan emailed Penelope all of this, and Penelope got on a train to see Hattie the very next day. Penelope takes a taxi from the station to the farm. The taxi drives into a yard that is so thick with mud, the taxi can barely move. There are chickens running around, and Penelope even sees a cow's head appear above a wall. She feels like she has gone back in time. Penelope gets out of the taxi as the door to the farmhouse opens. An old woman steps out. She is tall, thin, and fierce-looking. Her skin is a light brown colour, and Penelope knows this is her mother. Penelope had worried that she would feel nothing, or that her mother would show no love towards her. She could not have been more wrong. They are both crying, and Penelope does not know what to say. But this is not about feeling something or about speaking words. This is about being together. Penguin Readers. Girl, Woman, Other. Bernardine Evaristo. Level 7. Retold by Saffron Alexander. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Isabel Adamarco Young. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2022.